Welcome to Soul Wellness with Kay Vlachos. I'm your host, Kay, and I'm here to inspire you to live a more meaningful life filled with love, laughter, and lots of adventures. I've been a mindset and well-being coach now for nearly a decade. I help soul sisters worldwide embrace their inner wisdom and trust in their intuitive guidance to navigate their way through life. These soulful conversations are brought to you today by our partner, S2S Floors. S2S Floors pride themselves on delivering a high quality floor finish Australia-wide. S2S Floors understand the importance of creating luxury and durability in your home and are well known for providing a professional floor finish for your commercial premise as well. Check them out today for all your flooring needs at s2sfloors.com.au. Hello and welcome. My name is Kay Vlachos from soul2soulwellness.com.au, and I'm really excited to have the opportunity to speak with Sam Lenny today. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Hi, Kay. I'm good. I'm feeling really good today. Thank you. So thank you for inviting me on your show. I'm very excited to share space with you.
I'm really excited too, and I love that we're both feeling the spring vibe with our beautiful brightly coloured tops today.
Absolutely. And it's full moon as well, so it's probably a good time to just release through the voice and share our words.
Yes, and we both work in the same area where we help people heal relationships with themselves. And so today I really wanted to bring you on so that we can debunk all the myths around energy healing and help viewers and listeners to understand on a deeper level what healing means to them, themselves, because it's unique for each and every one of us. So let's start by, would you like to share with us the kind of healing that you do in your practice?
Sure. So my practice has evolved over the last few years, and it seems to be evolving every month. But essentially, I do energy healing. So that may be through, depending on the client, through Reiki. I'm a Reiki master. I also work with the energy of Archangel Metatron, which is, you know, very another different feeling of energy to receive. And I also read people's Akashic records, so help them to access more of their soul, to understand more about previous, you know, where they've previously been and where they're at now and what their soul purpose is. So that is, you know, energy healing of sorts as well. Yeah.
That's fantastic. And so I know that with energy healing, there's usually themes and patterns that come into play from different seasons throughout the year, and they usually kind of actualize in the terms of what's happening around the world right now. So if I were to ask you what themes and patterns are presenting themselves right now for your clients and for yourself, what would you say they are?
Two words. Trust yourself. So what I'm finding is that clients are coming through more established people that have been on their sort of spiritual journey, their own sort of personal exploration of who they are coming because they want to know themselves more on a deeper level. So they have done, you know, a certain amount of their own work, their own inner exploration, but finding that they're on that precipice, right, where they're actually going to play full out in their lives, you know, through their work or through relationships, or, you know, really moving out of staying in the crowd, in the tribe, and shining their light. And so they're coming through this process of like, oh my goodness, I've got to let go now. You know, there's all bets are off. I've got to this point where there's this one little aspect of myself, my belief system, my pattern that I've been holding on to for so long as this crutch. And I'm now in pain. I'm now this kind of like, it's so obvious to me that I'm in this discomfort, that I'm holding on to this. So I really want to have the ability to trust myself, to be myself and to not feel like I am being judged, or, you know, being free from that. Of course, we're going to receive judgments all the time from people, but it doesn't matter. You know, it's that feeling of like, I'm in my empowered place already. And it's okay what the world does around me. So there's those types of clients. And then the clients that come that are, I want to say, are feeling quite stressed and feeling quite anxious about the times that we're in and what we've been experiencing in this world over the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 months. And so they're coming because they have more space. They've created more space. Life is more simple. But they're having to deal with aspects of their relationships and aspects of themselves that were maybe put to one side because they were busy doing other things, living their life and doing their jobs and going 100 miles an hour. So now we're slowed down. It's like, oh, okay, something within me is causing me, you know, is affecting me to the point where I know that I've got to make a change. So I feel stuck, or in my relationships we're struggling at home, you know, our communication isn't great, and I'd like to either, you know, work with this or step out. So there's lots of duality going on, lots of contrast going on is what I'm seeing.
So at the level of awareness that we are at, that is where our healing and our up-leveling seems to be occurring for everyone across the board. Is that, that's what I'm understanding from what you're sharing? Is that, would that be the right way to interpret it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, this up-leveling, because we know that we're moving out of this 3D world and we're becoming more, you know, more conscious and, you know, it's, I guess, you know, people aren't quite sure what's happening to them. So they know that something needs to change. They know that they're looking for something, but of course they're looking externally rather than looking within. So I guess as healers, as we facilitate others' healing, we're helping them to go within. We're holding their hand to have the faith and the trust to go within. And that's currently what healing is looking like for, in my experience with my clients.
For someone who might be listening or watching today, who is feeling like they resonate with what you're sharing with me right now, what would be your suggestion for them if they do want to go within? And could we start with explaining what going within means? Because somebody may not actually understand what that means.
Yeah. So for me, what I like to share in the simplest terms is to find some peace. Find some peace. Find a place, a safe place. That may be at home. That might be in nature. That might be by the beach. It might be in the mountains. But find that place where you know that no matter what, it feels peaceful. It feels peaceful. It's serene. You can feel the body relax. You can, you know, the elements are, you know, so wonderful, so nourishing to us. And to find a place of peace and quiet and steadiness and stillness leads you then to actually reflecting and feeling. And when you're feeling, you're naturally going within, you know, without even, you know, clients say to me, what else can I do? You know, I try meditation, and I try journaling and whatever. And it's just like, well, just find some peace. Just find that place of silence, of serenity. Nature's such a beautiful thing for that. And when you do that and you take those breaths and just close the eyes for a moment, you're actually going within, whether you're conscious of it or not. You're finding your middle ground. You're finding your central place. You're finding this neutral middle space where you start to talk to your body. Your body starts to talk to you. You know, the mind switches off. Well, not switches off. It never switches off, but it's not quite so loud and so bold.
And Sam, why is that so important for us to find peace?
Why is that so important? Because I guess, you know, on a physical level, you're activating your parasympathetic nervous system. You're finding that rest, you know, rest and restore biology, you know, what's going on in your body. You're able to rest, and when you're coming into that rest state, you know, you don't have that those chemicals of stress and anxiety that cause us to feel in pain, cause us to feel, you know, out, you know, out there and not very centered. So I'm just trying to find the right words for it, really. But how we can't do our best thinking and our best creativity and be our true selves and to know what that is unless we're finding this peace, this middle ground, this central. Yes, I like to call it the line, you know, our central line.
Yeah, coming back to centre. Coming back to centre, or because for a lot of people, they don't even know what balance is or feeling content is or feeling peaceful because they're doing so many things every day and they're already thinking about what needs to get done. And there's so many people that, you know, when I sit down and speak to them about just resting or just having a cup of tea because you're worthy of that, I just get blank looks, like, what are you talking about? So I think, like, for a lot of people watching and listening, it may be new, and then we will have people watching and listening who are already on the journey and, you know, who you were relating to, people who are really devoted to turning within because they know that that's their guidance system in this life, and that's really wonderful too. And so I wanted to talk about the different types of healing that you use in your practice. So it was Metatron. You work with Archangel Metatron.
Yes.
And the Akashic Records.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so, cool.
So just to give you a little bit of story around the journey. So I've been a Reiki master for a little while. And as we do, you know, we follow the breadcrumbs as I, you know, doing lots of meditation, doing your daily rituals and following the breadcrumbs. And so I, as my energy healing, you know, my energy medicine sort of grew and my connection to myself grew and my connection to source and, you know, so that honing that intuition, that sixth sense and receiving information, those breadcrumbs just arrived. So I went down the route where the breadcrumbs were and stumbled into a lady, a British YouTuber. She's actually got a YouTube channel, but she's a healer and a channel and a psychic as well. So she channels Archangel Metatron and she attunes, much like you're attuned with Reiki, she attunes you to the Metatron energy. And Metatron is known to be like the grand orchestrator. So in essence, to be attuned to Metatron and to use or to facilitate his energy in healing, much the same as you would with Reiki, is the basis of the energy work I do. But what has happened is because he's the great orchestrator, or his energy is the great orchestrator, I was then led down the path of helping people with their inner child, you know, working with their inner child, understanding more about what the inner child wants to share with them, because our inner child is always with us. It doesn't disappear once we move into adulthood. So just sort of reconnecting with the inner child, and also ancestrally. So looking at the ancestral patterns, particularly with women, where we've been suppressed and maybe not shared our voice in the way that we could have done in the past. And this has gone through families and also through our previous lives. Anyway, so I've gone, there's all these breadcrumbs all over. And as I followed them down, I realized that the Metatron energy is, his energy opens the doors to other realms of energy and other ways of working and helping others find themselves and find their knowingness. So I was doing lots of hands-on healing and lots of distance work. Most of my clients, 99% of my clients, are distance, as like we're doing here via Zoom. So we were doing energy healing with the Metatron energy, and then we were finding that it was unraveling lots of other layers. And when I say layers, we were really going into more ancestral stuff, past lives or previous lives. I don't really like to call it past lives, but previous lives. And my clients were asking lots of questions about that. It's, so I'm from this star here, and recognize that I was doing battle decades, millennia ago, and fought wars and all this kind of thing. And what we were finding is that the issues that were being presented in this life, in this moment, ailments, physical, mental, emotional ailments, we could track them back. And it was like, wow, I just received attunements to Metatron. I hadn't really imagined that this was going to go, even wider and further and deeper. And so we then worked, I take through some of my healing work, I take clients in a meditative hypnosis state back to their records. We enter their Akashic records, and they go through and they see what they need to see in that moment. And it's generally things to do with their current experience. So it might be that they want to leave their job and become self-employed and start a business. And of course, all of these big decisions that we feel uncertain to take because we like the security of where we're at. And then I followed another breadcrumb. I was seeing a lady called Ashley Wood online, and she is an Akashic Records teacher and reader. And I stumbled across her on social media, and I was like, this is interesting. So I watched what she was doing on Instagram and recognized that she was opening what's known as the pathway prayer. And the pathway prayer comes from a book, and I can't remember what the lady's name is. We'll reference it and I'll share it with you later. But there was this original pathway prayer that was channeled from the Pleiades. It's a Pleiadian energy. And by saying the prayer and calling in a person, so say I could call in my records, say my name and call in my records, and you could have direct access. And it's literally channeling the information, which are your own records. So it's your metaphysical library in the ether. Ask yourself questions and the information comes through. And I realized that this is a very interesting and an additional way of helping clients to heal. They were feeling so unknown, feeling stuck, feeling worry, feeling frustration, feeling anxiety. And it was like, well, how about if you actually went through the process of knowing exactly who you are, not who you think you are or who it feels like you are, but actually receiving the information of what your soul footprint is, that's a different way of healing than it is, you know, just turning up and lying down and receiving the energy through us as the conduit. So that was it. So that was really like an interesting breakthrough, and that's really only come over the last 3 months since we've been in lockdown. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, what's become, I guess, apparent in knowing this and having this service for people is that they're recognizing more that they have the information within them, and that they're not going externally to a teacher or to a healer or to a therapist to try and find out what's going on for them within, you know, on an energetic level, but also physical, mental, and emotional, because it's all connected. They're actually finding that they're more empowered by just going straight to their records, bypassing everybody else, everything else, going straight to their records and receiving the information. So I feel as a result of that, what's happened is that in stages of me becoming more attuned to different energies, me being attuned to this cosmic channel now, if you like, and it's a Palladian energy. The Akashic records are, I'll say owned, but managed by the Palladians, is just another frequency, just a different frequency that was opened as a result of working with Metatron.
There's so many questions that I have because it just sounds so amazing. And I think I'm going to start with, what is Palladian energy? Because there's going to be a lot of people listening that are like, what? Like, it sounds like another language. So if you had to simply explain Palladian energy, how would you do that?
Okay, so the Pallades is a star cluster. And the star cluster is within the constellation of Taurus. Mm-hmm. You can see it with your bare eyes. I'm not sure if we can see it in the Southern Hemisphere, actually, but I'm no astrologer. So the Palladian energy is literally the energy that comes from that star cluster. So it's a very high vibration. It is said that Palladians are the bridge, the conduit between, you know, this life, this, our 3D life. This is a 5D and beyond energy that the Palladian energy is.
And it's really important to understand, if you're watching or listening to this, that our world is so much more bigger than what we see and what we are living in at the moment. So if this is all very new to you, if you can understand that, well, we exist and where we've come from, then why wouldn't other worlds exist or other realms exist? Like, if you can just think of it like that, because it is a miracle that we're all here, then, you know, it's highly likely that there are other ways of living and being in that. And this is where you are connecting to. So you are connecting to those other realms, other worlds, whatever we want to call them. And your Akashic records are kind of like a soul blueprint, aren't they, that help us to understand ourselves on the deepest level, which comes from tuning into your intuition and with yourself guiding your client through that information kind of presents itself, does it, through ideas and or thoughts and feelings? Is that how they would experience that?
Yes, in part, absolutely. I feel, yes. So what I feel and what tends to happen with clients is try and get them to understand that we are all just one. So the records aren't, although, you know, they they appear out there. They're actually not out there. They're here. They're here within. It's just because our human brain sorts things. It kind of sorts things as being a separate thing, but they're actually not. They are. Yes, they're stored in a metaphysical library, but the metaphysical library is attached to us. It's on speed dial. It's there. We're not even dialing it. We're just calling it in the same way that we would, you know, meditate and call in some peace or some serenity or call in some breath. You know, it's as easy. Call in some air with some breath. It's as easy as that. And so when people access their records, what's the first question they want to ask me, and it's a beautiful opening question, is, you know, what do I need to know today? Oh, you and I would do that. We'll pick up some oracle cards, or we'll sit in meditation, and we'll ask ourselves, because this is our higher self, right? This is almost like our physical body is having a conversation with our higher self. Our higher self is attached to our records. It's the line is constant. Those messages are constantly coming up and down the line. There is no obstruction. You know, there's nothing to stop them coming through. And I guess so clients say, oh, you know, what my first question is, what do I need to know today? And it's almost like you're having a conversation with yourself, as you would. You know, like sometimes we have this conversation with ourselves. It's like, yeah, I know, Sam. I know I need to go and do this. I know I need to go and do that. It's exactly the same conversation. It's not like although it can be, because you can channel light language, but that's another conversation. It's literally very practical, very useful information. So it could be, and it can be quite blunt, the Palladian energy. I channel Palladian energy via the Dominion. I call them the Dominion because they are my guides. That's who I see them as being. They're just light, if you like. They don't have a form of such, as such, you know, like a body form. They're just light. And so their information can be quite funny. They have quite a good sense of humor. So they'll, you know, I'm going to use myself as an example. What do I need to know today? And they'll say, oh, come on, you know what you need to do. You know, don't sit here and ask us the same question again. You know exactly what you need to go and do. And so I think, you know, essentially it helps us to understand that we are who we are. The information we have is our information. It's not like we're going to go and go to school and learn a whole new language or learn a whole new skill. The information is already us. It's already within. We just need to ask the question and have enough space and trust in our intuition to know that the messages we are receiving, because we're receiving them all the time, are in fact messages that are for us. Because the biggest challenge of humans is that I think I've heard something, but that can't be true, or that's not for me, or that's not mine, or, you know, we can find so many reasons to sabotage those messages, that information, when really it's just like simple. It's like, I've received those words. They obviously have some value to me. How do I now use that information for my my highest potential?
A lot of the times too, I think when people go to see a healer, the information that does come through is just affirming ideas and thoughts that have already come through to them. And so a lot of people will go and see a healer and then start to see that they are receiving that information independently of visiting a healer, and sometimes that helps them to start trusting their own guidance, right? So for someone who doesn't quite know, have the courage yet to trust their guidance. Do you have any insights that you'd like to share with them that could possibly help them to give it a go?
Yeah. I'm going to use my own journey as the prime example, because it's true. We might have a dream. We may have a dream. We may wake up from that dream and go, oh, that, you know, that's, I've just got this signal, this desire to want to go and learn meditation. I've got this desire to want to go and, you know, learn to be a healer, learn to be, I started off in as a reflexologist, to go and learn reflexology. Where did that come from? And, you know, we're talking about changing career, we're talking about changing lifestyle, changing direction. And we know, our gut instinct knows that we want to go there. Otherwise, why did that feel so good going, oh wow, that's exciting, we can go over there? Well, that's our intuition, that's our heart, that's our soul going, yeah, go on, go. You know, this can take you places. This can evolve you. This can, you know, lead you further towards your dreams or whatever. And then the brain goes, oh, you know, but no, I need to stay on this day job. I've got to stay on this day job because the money's coming in, the money's good, and people rely on me. And so we have this like left, right inner battle going on. And I guess, you know, for me, it's about finding your tribe. It's about talking to people that you feel are aligned with you. You know, there's finding your tribe, not feeling like, you know, we'll be in a place with people and our, you know, like-minded people at that point, but then we'll want to move away, and suddenly how we believe, what we think, maybe our plans don't necessarily meet with the beliefs and the thoughts and the opinions of those people. So we'll go elsewhere. And I think it's so important to find your tribe. That might be to go and see a healer or a psychic or a therapist, or that might be to just find what it is that makes your heart sing and join a group and be amongst those people. And I think it's, yes, we can only trust ourselves to an extent, but we're humans. We need a certain amount of validation. It's mm-hmm. it kind of comes with the territory, doesn't it? So I'm only human. I'm only human, and I need to feel like I'm doing the right thing. And if I talk to somebody that gets what I'm talking about or seems to understand me, then I suddenly feel good. I suddenly feel good about making that decision, giving myself permission. So, you know, I think coming back to your question, it's that find your tribe. You know, if your tribe, the tribe you're currently with is not, yes, of course you love them. We love everybody. We don't always agree, but we love each other. We love, in the main, love who we're connected with. But if they don't meet or being with them makes us feel uneasy or unsteady or doesn't feel like we are growing, then find the people that help you to make you feel like, yeah, actually, I'm in the right place. I feel good. I feel good about this potential decision, and I'm gonna go for it. And you can do that through, social media is great for that, finding Facebook groups, being around like-minded people. Once you know what that thing is, that carrot that's been dangled, just go and find those people that you know can hold you, can support you with no judgment. Absolutely.
The interesting thing that happens when you start to honour your curiosity and the desires that you want to explore is that life tends to bring those people to you or present them to you, and sometimes they're often people you already know. It's just an aspect of their life that you just had no idea about until you started to present yourself in a different manner. And I know for me that happened quite a bit when I found spirituality, or spirituality found me. And at first I was quite tentative about talking about it to people, and then, you know, slowly and throw it in there and start to discover that there were people already in my community who were also spiritual or liked to meditate or were familiar with the people that I was learning from and listening to. And, you know, sometimes it just takes you to just have that little bit of courage to just say something, and you'll know straight away whether somebody is aligned with you or not. And it doesn't mean that you can't be in a relationship with them or have a conversation with them. Just takes a little bit of courage just to have a go, I think.
That's absolutely. And, you know, I think, you know, it's like I can only ever speak for myself, really, because, you know, knowing my truth, sometimes you find yourself by putting yourself out there and going, well, actually, I'm gonna do this. It inspires those people already in your tribe to go, oh, wow, there is an alternative. You know, there is, I can be myself. I can actually be myself. I can, you know, lose this pattern that I've been in that's served me well for a while, but there is potential. There is this new potential. I'm now being invited into, as you say, spirituality. I know you and I are quite into numerology as well. It's like seeing synchronistic numbers, seeing butterflies, seeing whatever it is, the signs and synchronicities. And when you go down that route and you start to voice it, you know, we're here to share our light with the world, and whatever that light looks like, however that shows up for you, as soon as you start sharing, people sit up. Yes, there'll be people that aren't interested, but you're only interested in the people that are. It's like, yes, let's build, let's grow, let's evolve this together. Let's all shine our lights, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to shine our light. We're here to own our gifts and talents and be on purpose and be of service. And yeah, you know, I've got a friend who I can't even remember when we first got together, primary school. And I only realized that she had, you know, connections with spirit, and she'd had all of these experiences as a child. We'd been to primary school together. I didn't even know this. And now we're in our 40s. Like, wow, just because I'm stepping into my light, she's now sharing hers. She's sharing her experience. And that's, you know, that's quite wonderful, really, that you can, you know, like regenerate a relationship, you know, create a new way of connecting with people that you know already. It's quite lovely.
I think too, there's that ripple effect that when you start really living in your truth and honoring the things that you want to do for yourself in your life, that it really does, it's like this radar. It starts to touch people. And even being a mum, I've noticed with my daughters that, you know, some of their friends now are coming to me with their experiences and not feeling supported, so they're scared about the spiritual experiences that they're having at the moment. And how cool is it that I can sit there with them and go, oh, there's nothing to be scared about. You know, you just have to learn how to nurture your gift. You know, and this isn't a conversation that you would normally have with a 15-year-old girl or a 12-year-old child. And so from that point of view, for me, I never would have thought that it would open up my world in that way through my children, because I don't believe that I should be forcing my kids to believe what I believe. I've always said to them, you know, you need to discover that for yourself. And so it's really interesting that their friends and their experiences, and then watching their friendships and how they're liaising. And I have some of my eldest daughter's besties in my Facebook group, in my Positive Five tribe, you know, and I speak to mothers and women. And so to now have the next generation interested and wanting to learn and open up their mind about themselves is just really special, and it's really exciting.
That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. And yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, I think about when I was young, when I was a child, you know, we didn't, I guess because we have the internet now, you know, information is so much more accessible. It's easier to find those like-minded people, you know, birds of a feather flock together, as they say. And, you know, things are less rigid now. As you say, there's this openness of information, this openness to want to learn. There's this openness to want to, I guess, to embrace the fact that there are no limits. You know, limitless is a thing. It's an actual thing. It's a way of being. We can be limitless, and we can, yeah. I mean, just to even think about the fact that you have all these skills and talents that people are attracted to. You know, people are attracted to your vibe. It's all just energy. Yes, yeah, it's things. Yes, it's pictures. Yes, it's plants. Yes, it's people. It's all just energy. And it's like, does my energy attract your energy? Yes, yes, automatically. And there's this thing that's instantaneous. It happens without even the brain knowing what's going on. You're just magnetically attracted, and then the information comes through. Then you find, you know, you find the connection with the words, with the knowledge. Yeah, it blows my mind.
And you know, it really can just start with encouraging people to dream more and imagine more, and you know, just sit and think, you know, what would I like my life to look like? Because as soon as we start thinking those wishful thoughts, that is in fact us manifesting for ourselves. Like we are always manifesting, we're always creating. And I think for someone that's just starting out at the beginning, a wonderful way is to just go, oh, what would I like my life to look like, and write it down. Like I know before I even was even conscious of the fact that I was manifesting, I was doing it. Like I wrote a list of what I wanted in my husband. Because I wanted to bring my husband into my life, and I didn't know what I was doing. I was just liked journaling, and I thought, oh, what is it that I want in a soulmate? And I wrote down in point form what it is I wanted in a soulmate, and it had nothing to do with emotional value or, you know, what I would look at now. It had everything to do with where he was in his life. And does that make sense? And I remember looking back on it and looking at the list, finding the list after we got together, and realizing that he embodied every single point on that list. And that was the aha moment for me, when I went, ah, I created this experience in my own mind. And I think when everybody gets a chance to have that first experience that validates that our thoughts create our reality, and that how we think and the actions that we take, actually we see that come to reality in our life, that's when we open our hearts a little bit more and go, oh, what else can I do? What else can I create? And it's really exciting.
It is. Absolutely. And it is exciting, but it's quick. It's so much quicker now than it used to be. And the thing that makes it work well is getting clear, you know, to have the clarity. And you know, one of the early challenges can be that, yes, I want this, but am I allowed to have it? Do I deserve, you know, do I deserve the lovely house? Do I deserve the holiday? Do I deserve the, you know, whatever it is? You've got to be clear, but you've got to go, yes, this is possible for me. It is me. I'm already manifesting it, but just by deciding what it is, it's already coming towards you. It's already being manifested. I mean, this is the Abraham Hicks stuff, isn't it? It's, we can, you know, look at that book in the notes. But you know, once you've decided it's in the brain, you can clearly visualize it. It's on its way. It is on its way. We can't have any control over the timing. Time doesn't exist. Not really. It's not. It only exists on this plane. But it's already on its way. Just
I've had I've been playing around with the thought of manifesting for others too, because we're connected really deeply to our loved ones who we live with in our homes. And so I've been going to sporting matches, and before a sporting match and my daughter's playing, I will actually just go through in my mind and go, oh, what? Wonder what it would look like for her to have an amazing match today and defend really well and attack really well and then come off feeling great about what just happened. And I've been doing that over the last 2 weeks. And the last 2 weeks she has played amazing, and yesterday got player of the match. And, you know, just have fun with it. I have fun with it because I don't think it has to be so serious. And then after the game, I actually tell her, I go, you know, I sit there and manifest for you as well, because I'm wanting to discover and explore the power of my mind. And I'll share another example of manifesting. We used to live in Brisbane, and we were putting that house up for sale. And so I have a little Buddha up on my altar, and I decided to write on a post-it note the price that I wanted for the house. And I thought I'd have fun with it. And so I went about 50K over the asking, 50K over the market price. And I wrote a number down, slotted it under my post-it note, under my Buddha, and then I left it. Then my husband came home after the first house opening, and he was very serious, and he said, oh, we had about 40 people come through our home. And I was like, well, that's pretty good. And he said, and we've had an offer. And I went, well, that's cool. And then the offer was the figure that I had written on the post-it note. So I said, hang on a minute. And it blew his mind. He was just playing it cool. And I ran upstairs and I grabbed my post-it note and I came downstairs and I went, this is the number that I wrote under my Buddha. And I didn't tell him deliberately. And he just went, oh, my God, you're just freaking me out. And I said to him, this stuff works. Like, it really, really works. And then he proceeded to say, no, I'm going to go back and negotiate. And I said to him, no, we don't negotiate with the universe. When we ask for what we want and it's given to us, we say thank you. But I still had to let him go through his process, and he needed to negotiate. And he went back, and they actually, the buyers actually said to him, no, we've been looking around for 2 years. We knew exactly what we wanted, and that's why we asked the above market price. And he came back and I said, I told you, don't negotiate with the universe.
Yeah.
You know, so it was really interesting how that played out. So that's an example of manifesting.
Yeah. I've got one as well. We've got a few, but the latest one, we have a camper van. We had a camper van, and we put it up for sale. And we put it up for a very specific amount. And this specific amount was because we want to put a deposit down on a house. So we had to have a certain amount of money. And my husband was like, oh, I'm not sure if we can get that amount. I'll put it for this amount. And it was lower than what we needed. And I said, well, let's, you know, what have we got to lose? People will probably want to try and do a deal. So let's just put it up for what we need. A week later, sold it. Had a lady that just down the coast from us call us up, don't send it to anywhere, don't let anybody else buy it. She was like frantic. Turned up within an hour and a half to look at our beautiful van. She's adorable, and she's going to look after her. And the first thing she said was, she said, oh my goodness, she said, I've been looking for one of these for months and months and months, she said. And today, she said, I don't know what made me do it, but I had a look online at the website where all the vehicles were, she said, and I saw yours straight away, she said, and I just knew I needed to get in the car. There she is, she arrives on the doorstep, and she said, and just by the way, she said, I'm not even going to bother trying to do a deal with you. She said, I just want it, I just need it. there we go
and it's like you said, it's about limitless living and not putting limits on ourselves. Yeah. And if we can just do that for ourselves, then all these exciting opportunities start to come our way. And you know, like even this opportunity to speak with you today, like it it just from me asking and you saying yes has just created this wonderful opportunity, which is going to inspire so many more people I know, which, you know, I just, and before when you were talking about numerology, it was 1144. So right when you, so I was trying to take a photo.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
So I'd love to wrap up our chat today. For anyone that's listening and watching, if they wanted to learn more about you, Sam, and the services that you offer, where can they find you?
Sure. So my website is SamanthaLennyTherapy.com and I am on Instagram at Samantha.Lenny and on Facebook at SamanthaLennyTherapy. So there's not many Samantha Lennys around. So if you were to Google that, I'm sure you'd you'll find a few entries there. So yeah.
Great. And so I just wanted to end by saying a massive thank you for joining me today. I've really loved our chat. I've learned a lot and I'm really looking forward to hearing the feedback from our viewers and listeners to see what they think about chat today.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure. And yeah, I look forward to doing more, connecting again soon. Thank you so much.